Welcome to the very first edition of Stock Talk. I'm Todd Martin, the CEO of the Independent Professionals Seed Association. I'm joined, of course, with Kat Franz, our Chief Operational Officer for the Independent Professionals Seed Association. And we are coming to you live right now. Oh, I guess we're not live, you know, by the time you listen to this. We're coming to you from Indian Wells, California, the site of the 36th IPSA Annual Conference. And very excited for some of the things that we have planned for you. And for this to be the first edition of Stock Talk, it's something we've talked about for a while. Catherine, you really kind of came up with this idea. You want to tell everybody about it?
I did. Yeah. So first of all, I want to say this background is not fake. This is
that's what makes her the best color commentator in the industry, folks.
we decided, you know, back in Tucson, you remember, Todd, we decided to launch Stock Talk as an addition to our sponsorship, you know, benefits for our annual conference. Admittedly, it did not go as well as we wanted it to go. We tried again in Indianapolis, and again, it did not go as well as we wanted it to go. So we decided, okay, let's take this offline. Let's do it as a podcast. And that way, number one, we can get it to more ears. You know, we can allow our sponsors, we can allow, you know, things that are going on within the industry that IPSA is working on, you know, to be heard across the masses. And then also one thing I'm very excited about with this is we're going to have guests of our regular seed company members and allow them to tell us the story of their seed company, which I think will be a really unique aspect that we can offer.
No, I agree. And I'll tell you what, I was just thinking about what an old ag teacher told me years ago, and I mean a lot of years ago, in FFA, competed in a lot of speaking contests, and he always said to me, Todd, do you have enough soap today? And I always thought, what the heck do you mean? His name was Marion Fletcher, a big, gregarious, redheaded dude. He's still around in national FFA circles, as a matter of fact. I don't understand because he was old when I was young, and now I'm old, and he's even older. But what he was talking about was, do you have enough to talk about? Do you have enough soap? Do you have enough to talk about? That's always been my worry. But when I look across where we are right now on the independent side of the seed companies and the independent sector of the business, when I look across that section, I see that we have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, one of my big whipping boys is the Environmental Protection Agency and the Agriculture Biotechnology Stewardship Technical Committee. It's time we talked about that we talked about that broadly so that everybody understands why we have concerns about it. It's time that we talk about competition in the open. We've talked about competition in a lot of circles over the last several years. We've put in USDA comments. It's time that we talk about competition. And one of the other things is it's incredibly time that we talk about how important it is to have independent seed companies and why this is a way of life and a way of doing business that the seed industry and American agriculture cannot do without. So we're going to start tackling those tough topics right here. No holds barred. We are going to bring people on our podcast, providing they're willing to come on. And we're going to talk about those very issues. At the same time, I want to take a note away from a good friend, Kevin Van Trump, Jordan Van Trump. They've done a lot of cool things on their podcast. They talk about how I started this agriculture business. There's real stories in the seed industry that go back generations to the advent of the hybridization of corn, where families have been in the seed business for four or five generations. That is worth talking about. There are new people that have come in and have acquired seed company businesses, young people that have decided, this is where I'm going to be. This is my business. That's important things to talk about. Talking about why our companies develop their business is very important. Plus, let's face it, you talked about associate members. One of the big challenges out there right now, there's a lot of things happening. There's gene editing. There's biologicals everywhere. There's new seed treatments. All things that our seed companies have questions about that we believe we can help give clarity through Stock Talk.
I agree. I think this will be a really big educational piece for our members. I think that, you know, bringing our associate members on and allowing them to talk about those things that you just mentioned, I think it'll give them, like you said, a lot of clarity. I think it will give, you know, allow all of our members to really get out there and kind of broaden their horizons as far as, you know, potentially marketing aspects, that kind of thing. And I think a big thing that will be good for IPSA as an association is it'll allow our members and really just the general public to see what we're doing for our members. Because I think that that's something that we kind of hold close to our hearts. And so I think putting it out there will be really important for our members.
No, I agree. And here's the real thing for me. As much as we want to talk about, we started Stock Talk for people to be able to talk about their business back in Tucson. And then, you know, last year in Indianapolis, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to do. This is going to be our new try to make sure that we can talk about things that are important to seed companies. This is not here for Todd and Catherine. This is not here for, you know, us to have something else to do. It is really about what we can do to help seed companies, help give you the right information, help give you challenges, and really use this as a forum where you have questions. You know how to get in hold of us if you have something you want to see us talk about or something that we need to bring forward. You need to make sure and get in contact with us about that because we can do that. As far as SOAP is concerned, let's talk about SOAP a little bit. How much material do we have? Well, Catherine and I spent the last 6 weeks going through topics. And honestly, we've got a schedule laid out to do this 2 times a month for the next year. So we may be talking to ourselves in that period of time, but absolutely.
They make us sick of hearing from us.
You know, but we've got a lot that we can work through, and it's not just going to be us again. I know Catherine mentioned that we want to have guests on, and that's true. We're going to have a lot of people on. Sometimes we'll have different discussions happening. Sometimes we're going to do some interviews, and sometimes it's just going to be Todd, the angry man, saying, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." Because you know,
if those aren't our most listened podcasts, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, that's right. Well, everybody knows I'm mad as hell most of the time. So today, believe it or not, this is not a backdrop. This is really what's behind me. So I'm sitting at the View Restaurant in Indian Wells at the Renaissance Esmeralda, overlooking the golf course, since so many of y'all know that I love golf. Catherine, tell where you are.
So I am in Stir, which is a restaurant on site in the, you know, the main building. This is my backdrop, which is 100% real. Those are the mountains that you can actually ride a tram up from downtown Palm Springs and go to the top, which is a really cool feature. So on the other side of the screen, you have the big bar, which, you know, we were here back in 2019 and Peterson Genetics was real big there. We had IPSA banners, you know, everyone remembers that. And then we've got the beautiful pool, you know, just to the right. Gorgeous property. Absolutely love it. I think, you know, we were here planning for our 2025 conference. We were able to walk the property with the folks here at the Renaissance Esmeralda. Colleen was joining us here and we planned everything as far as our agenda, where everything's going to happen. I think 2025, you know, I'm always in competition with myself, but I think 2025 is going to be our best conference yet. So I think it's a beautiful property. We have a really great agenda. You know, it's packed full between the 5th and 8th of January in 2025. And I think it's going to be a really good return on investment for our members to come. And I think it'll be really fun.
Oh, I agree. It's interesting because we look at the golf course and of course, everybody that, you know, comes. A lot of people have a lot of interest in golf. The courses here are beautiful. So we've got golf opportunities. We're looking at an opportunity for night golf. Shots in the dark is what they call it here. It's a new thing that they're doing. So that's a new activity. We've got horseback riding. We've got hot air ballooning. We've got the tram going up to the mountains in the Palm Desert that still have snow on them. There's unbelievable shopping 25 miles up the road. I know that sounds like a long way, but it's not. And then dining experiences that I have to tell you are just phenomenal all over the place. So, you know, it's really going to be a fun opportunity. As Catherine said, we were here in 2019. And, you know, so we've experienced this one time previously. But now, even after post-COVID, there's been so much that has grown and so many different things that we know that we can do here. And we're here early to plan so that we can really give you a lot of opportunities to be here in Palm Springs and enjoy getting away from the winter on January 5th through 8th. That's really important. We are moving our sequence up back to kind of the old days of IFSA. So we're going to come right out of the first of the year. January 5th is when we're going to start this whole sequence for the week. And so it's going to be important to register early. And we are really dedicated. We're targeting September 3rd as our opening for registration. September 3rd.
And I will also notate that, yes, September 3rd is opening registration. It will close in the middle of December because we're out west and we have, you know, we're 3 weeks prior to is when we have to close that, 3 weeks prior to the actual conference date. So there's kind of a small window there for everyone to register. So it's very important that we get everyone to register so they can come and experience this because I think it's going to be great.
It really is. The hotel block will close on December 16th. For us to do all the final developments. So that's going to be incredibly important to make sure that you register. I got to tell you, we know from experience, everybody likes to register later in December and even coming into the very last of December. You're going to need to plan some travel. You want to buy your plane tickets early. And, you know, you may decide to take a little bit of extended vacation coming out of the holidays because Palm Desert's going to be awesome then. But you're going to have to register between September 3rd and December 16th in order to take advantage of it. And we're really putting a lot of
stuff. Yeah, I'm glad you said something about, you know, utilizing coming out this way as kind of like a mini vacation because we do have availability before and after the conference for folks to stay over or come in early. So we build that into our hotel block to allow them to, you know, come in and spend time in the warm weather in the middle of January. I mean, it's gorgeous.
And when you come and you book early or stay a little bit late, you do get the conference rate, which is a really nice conference rate. We're looking at the hotel being $249, which even when we went through and reviewed it, got to tell you, we were a little bit surprised about that number that we were able to keep it so low because it is a really prime property to be at. So some fun stuff and some really cool things. Let's talk a little bit about the agenda and what we're thinking about for the annual conference this year. So, of course, Coolleaf has been our partner for a very long time. They are, again, going to be this year. Winterfest will be in front of IPSA. So people will be able to come in on Monday. I think we have a little bit of a presidential event that we'll schedule on Monday evening. And then we'll have the Greenleaf reception, I know. And I know Stacy Monson and the Greenleaf team are already talking about it. So all this is still a little bit fluid. We'll have Winterfest in the morning on Tuesday. IPSA will take over on Tuesday at noon. So we'll have a lunch available for everybody. And then we'll go through Wednesday night where we'll have a really big reception. And then something new this year. And the big reception, I should say, is going to be a big casino night. There's rumors that Todd's going to be wearing a tux. You know, and Kat's going to be wearing a
tux. I don't know if that's rumors anymore. I think that's known.
Say she was going to tonight. We'll see about that. Big casino night party. We have allowed opportunities for dinners on your own because there's so many great dining choices here in Palm Springs, very close to the Renaissance Esmeralda. So you'll have an opportunity to do that. We are planning a very large Peterson's Genetics higher yield happy hour prior to everybody going on dinners on your own. So there's some really cool things from that standpoint. Thursday, we're going to do something new. So Thursday morning, Inari has asked if they could be the back end of our meeting so that they could have a meeting for the regular seed companies. So Thursday morning, Inari will take over until noon to be able to do a little bit of talking to you about what they want to do and what they're developing. So in essence, this year, you're going to get an opportunity to put three meetings in one time frame. Monday through Thursday for the IPSA annual conference so we can maximize your attendance and minimize your time.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem, I mean, it's going to be a busy week, but we're going to make it fun. But I mean, you're absolutely right. We'll maximize their time. I mean, yes, that's 4 days, but you're essentially attending three conferences if you want to.
That's exactly right.
I think it's, so it's a really good opportunity to kind of knock some things off of your to-do list. And in a beautiful area.
And I think that's really the cool part. It's a beautiful area. Yeah. So got to tell you, ran across a couple of things that are really important to note. Our good friend Colleen Hardy sent me a small gift that I have to bring forward. And for those of y'all that can't see, that says GOAT. And it's like with periods after it. So you know it means the greatest of all times. I'd love to think that that's me, and you will probably see me wearing this hat. Okay, I will put it on right now. This is the only time you'll see me wearing this hat, because in actuality, this wouldn't be an IPSA event if I didn't call on the memory of my good friend, Shane Oldie, and say, Shane, this is in honor of you. We know you're the greatest of all time. Just so you know, Shane, you're the GOAT, at least in my eyes, and probably your own.
Are you trying to start a fight between the Oldie brothers?
No, I'm just absolutely going down the line. I mean, probably starting a fight between me and Shane. But, I mean, you know, that's what Brad Taylor stand in between us and keep us from, you know, fist fight. And the nice thing about
this, I don't think Brad Taylor would stand between y'all. I think he would encourage it.
He'd feel sorry for me, and he'd stand between us. You know, the bad thing about this is, no, the great thing about this is I can really hammer Shane right now, and he can't do anything besides say, God dang it, because he has no response, at least not in this form.
That's true.
You know, that's may have something later. We'll see. He always seems to have something. Yeah, you're going to get an earful. Yes, that's exactly right. Going to get an earful. Okay. So that's kind of what we're doing here, where we have been the last day or so, and what we're planning for the annual conference. I'll tell you, there is going to be one other thing that I want to mention for our associate members and sponsors and, you know, exhibitors. We really got some cool things planned. Now, shortly, Catherine and I are going to schedule a call with all of you that have exhibited and been a sponsor over the last few years at IPSA. We're going to talk about some options to make your experience better, to help highlight your company and what you want to be able to do, because we know that you're coming to these meetings to be able to talk with our regular seed company members and to work on business. So we're going to look in the rearview mirror. We had a really good experience in Tucson. I think in Indianapolis, we continue, because of the facility and our spacing, to be challenged. We'll have some challenges here in Palm Springs, but I think we've got some ideas that we've walked around here that we want to talk to you about specifically that will help increase your visibility and give you some really cool options. So be looking for that invitation to come out. It'd be important for you to be on that call, because we're going to be talking about what we can do to better enhance your experience while you're.
Absolutely. And I want to say, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect venue, right? I mean, we do our due diligence trying to figure out venues that would fit, you know, our group the best. And one of those big considerations is always, always, always the exhibitors. You know, we, again, did something totally different in Tucson, put everyone in the foyer. We emulated that again in Indianapolis. So it's, you know, it's something that's always very in the forefront of our minds when we are, you know, planning out our annual conference and deciding where to go and, you know, places to be and venues to be at. But it's difficult sometimes. So, I mean, I mean, it's always the thing. There's no perfect venue. I would say, you know, we do a good job of trying to make sure that our exhibitor experience and our attendee experience is always, you know, at the top of our like priority list when we're planning, because it is very much something that, gosh, we've been to so many conferences. And so we understand the attendee experience from the other side. So planning it, that's always in the forefront of our minds. And, you know, I think it's good that we're going to get a call together for our exhibitors to really kind of let their input be a part of our planning process. I think that's important. You know, I think they'll appreciate it. So I think it'll be good.
I do too. And, you know, if you really think that we're still just sitting in front of backdrops, you know, that is actual mowing that's going on down there on the golf course and weed eating. So apologies for the noise, but it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't hear anything, so you're good.
And what we're doing with Palm Springs, what our rough agenda is. So we are doing a lot of planning with the annual conference committee right now. But we've also got a lot of other things happening with IPSA. So, Catherine, you want to cover those?
You know, we're nearing the end of April currently during this recording. We are about to close our scholarship applications, which is a really big, you know, piece that we have a whole committee that's committed to gathering these scholarships, grading them, all the things. As everyone knows, I would hope everyone knows that's listening to this, our scholarship recipients come to our annual conference. So that's always a really cool experience for them. So we're nearing the portion where we start grading those. And then, you know, over the course of a couple months, we'll go through rounds and then interviews, and then we will award our scholarships. Another thing that's going on is the seed trials, the IPSA seed trials. We have, you know, partnered with Breeder Direct on those. Mark Newman and his team really do a phenomenal job helping us facilitate those. So that is well underway. And then, you know, just our everything else, you know, annual conference, we've got, you know, our daily tasks, all the things. So we're busy, even though it may look like we are having fun while we're doing it. We are, but, you know, we're busy.
And we are busy. I think the other thing that we're doing, we've finally gotten back into a swing of doing with the board some things that we were doing pre-COVID. So the board will be meeting with several of, you know, the large companies out there that are vendors to all the independent seed companies to sit down and discuss topics that are important, what's happening in the market, how we can partner more together. So we're really excited about that. We've got a meeting scheduled with Inari and Allbaugh and working on one with Corteva. We had a meeting last year with Syngenta at their facility in Chicago. So, you know, we're expanding that back out again so we can have some real conversations from a leadership perspective with IPSA and also from a leadership perspective of each of those companies. So that's an important aspect of what the board does. Further, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying it is. And I think COVID really, because we did that for years prior, and COVID really kind of
put a stick.
So I'm glad that we're getting back into that. I think it's important, you know, not only for our membership, but, you know, our board and everything. I think it's phenomenal that we're redoing that.
Well, it is. And it goes to one of, I guess, one of my pet peeves is that the entire universe doesn't revolve around a Zoom meeting. It actually does a good thing when we go out and are face to face with people and can sit down and have real discussions. I mean, each of you know, you're not going to be happy with your salespeople trying to have a Zoom meeting with a farmer to sell seed. Well, it's really about everything. You know, we've got generational aspects. We will be talking about this a bit at the IPSA annual conference. This is a great device, but the really cool thing about this is it's more than a text and email machine. It actually is a phone, so you can talk to people. It seems like we're losing that in a lot of spaces. So we will be going out there and getting face-to-face with people that, you know, have an impact on our industry. I think that the other thing that is important, we're starting to branch into some different areas. So there's new programs that are continuing to be rolled out by the USDA. You know, we know about the Climate Smart grants that have been out there. We know about the RCPP programs that are coming through NCRS. There are opportunities out there for grant programs that we believe that independent seed companies can play a role in. So Catherine and I, along with Laura Wood, who many of y'all know, who is our federal government relations person at IPSA, are starting to work in earnest on looking at some of these grants and how we can work within these grant programs to help you and to give you an opportunity to participate in some of these programs. So we're looking at things like that. We're reopening our entire member benefit strategy again to see where we can look at member benefits. That's with a really small group. So one thing I would absolutely ask each of you is, if you got an idea, you've got a need in your company that you think we could help address by doing something particular, you need to give us a call. Let us know what that is. Let us do the work of legging that out, whether that's, you know, new methods on expense reporting, whether it's new, you know, discounts and communication, whatever that is that you need. Hit us with the idea and let us see what we can kind of do and see what we can do about it specifically. So, you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening there from an IPSA standpoint that we are really pushing on all fronts, all for the benefit of the independent seed companies. That remains the sole reason. So we've hoped you found this informative. We promise we'll be more interesting as we go along and get into some really a lot more serious topics. But we did want to let you know what was happening. So Catherine, any last words?
You know, I'm very excited to actually officially start this podcast. You know, it's been kind of a brainchild of mine for a long time. So I think it's going to be really beneficial to our members and allow them to stay tuned with what IPSA is doing and the things that we're working on and, you know, all of the happenings that are going on within the industry. But I will say I don't want this to just be a podcast. I want it to be a start of a conversation. I want our members to be able to listen and then, you know, whether they email, call, or text us with, hey, that was really interesting. Loved what y'all said. Can we also chat about this? Absolutely. So this is very much a starting point for me personally, I think for you as well, Todd, to allow our members to really start a conversation. So while if they are listening and they think of something off, you know, a random Monday, they think of something that they want us to talk about, shoot us an email, text, whatever, call us, and we can always bring it, you know, to light for the rest of the membership. I want to make sure it goes very well. And so I think this will be really good for IPSA as a whole. And I'm very excited that we're starting this.
So there you have it. Stock Talk, the start of the conversation. I think that was very well said. So, the start of the conversation. Until next time, I'm Todd Martin, Catherine Franz. Thanks for listening.